I still have my Heavenly Father. And I believe there might be some things here on this beautiful Sunday morning, Father's Day service, that is missing in life. That is missing. Maybe just because of time or tragedy. But I rest assured here this evening, and so can you, that our Heavenly Father is here with us right now. And once you allow Him to get a hold of your life, there's no amount of time, no tragedy, not even death that can separate you from the Father. I'm going to do my best here this morning to introduce to you my Heavenly Father, that through the price of His Son at the cross of Calvary, a price paid in full to cover my past sins, present and future sins, to have me here behind the pulpit on Father's Day, when I could never even be a son, more or less a father. So I'm with you guys, those viewing online, I'm with you. I know what it is to be without nothing, trying to figure out my existence and how I ended up so messed up when I had people that loved me. So here this day, I pray that you open your hearts and your minds to the gospel that saved my life 25 years ago, that transformed my life to be here today before you. Amen. So here with me, I want you to, let's all give our Heavenly Father a clap offering, amen. And because He's been a good Father. Without mistake, without error. A Father of perfection. A Father that knows where we're at right now. That knows what He's doing. We serve a good Father that can place you where He wants you. As the worship team takes their seats, thank you guys. You all may have your seat as well. I want to thank everyone for being here this morning. For the new members that are here, we welcome you. Those that are viewing online, we welcome you. I see some new faces. My good friend, Brother Ricardo, and his beautiful wife, your beautiful children. We welcome you here this day to the Sunday service. It's always good to have you. I've been on a series on the book of Job, and the Lord has been speaking. And I found a few verses even to give a Father's Day message here this morning on the book of Job. And I'm not going to keep you long. And I just pray that you open your heart right now and that you be teachable for God to do what He wants to do within your life. I'm a blessed man here this Sunday morning. Once again, I want to thank all for that invested in the gift for my life. Amen. That at one time wasn't worth a penny. I mean, it wasn't worth a penny, literally. But Jesus stepped in. Amen. He stepped in. The title for this morning's message is Intercession of the Father. Intercession of the Father. It's going to be a very, very simple message that every brother, every father can get, every sister. It's for the sisters as well, for the young adults. I want to be able to speak this day on the intercession, the importance of the intercession of the Father and how much it's needed in the days that we're living in right now. So as we go to the book of Job chapter 1, verses 4 through 5, the Bible reads, this is when everything was going good still for the life of Job. His longings, things were good here. It's at the real beginning of the chapter. Verses 1 to 3 tells us how great of a man of integrity he was, that he was blameless. Amen. And so as we go to verse 4 and 5, the Bible reads, Job's sons, makes Job a father, amen. Job's sons would take turns preparing feast in their homes. And they would also invite their three sisters to celebrate with them. When these celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. I want you to keep that last line there. This was Job's regular practice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. And we thank you for this opportunity to be present in your presence, Lord. And I pray that you would put me to the side, Lord. Holy Spirit, I give you full power, full authority, full permission. We all do, Lord, to enter our hearts, to speak to us, to guide us, for some to correct us, to lead us in the right direction by the end of this service. Speak this day, Holy Spirit. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Amen. Here we find when times were good in the life of Job and his household, before the enemy had spoken to God, saying, have you considered my son Job? Everything at this time in verse 4 and 5 is still going great. The Bible goes on to say that Job had sons and daughters, and that they would have feasts, they would throw parties in their own homes, and that the sons would invite their sisters. Times were going good, things were good. In my early part of my life, things were good. All the way up to mid high school, all sports. I didn't give my mom and dad problems. Everything was looking good. Everything was going good. My future had much hope and promises that I was going to do something great with my life. But how many know that in this world that we live in, there's no such thing as times always being good? On a good day, things go wrong. Addiction was entered into my life mid-high school. It was just another day before basketball practice where I would experiment with marijuana that would lead to coke, to heroin, prison, and the street corner, ODing 15 times. But in the midst of all this taking place, my mom and dad trying to work things out with me could not help me. My brothers and sisters could not help me. And it was in that prison cell where I was just doing time for my crime, where my Heavenly Father stepped in to my broken life, where I would attend one V.O. Salinas service on the last row of the church where God would speak to my life. And because I know better that we serve the same God of yesterday and forevermore, that God that spoke to my life over 25 years ago is speaking right now, I believe, to somebody's life here this day. Is speaking to somebody's life right now, viewing online. You're at that place. You're in that situation. And it's a God factor. that needs to take place within your life. When times were good, we find Job interceding for his children. The Bible clearly tells us here in verse 5 that he would cover his children. Amen. That he would do offerings for each of them. For each of them. I believe they all had different characters. I believe some behaved a little bit better than the next one did. I was the black sheep of the family, amen. And I believe the majority here, not all, back in the days I would say all, have a little black sheep of the family in you. That you're not here by chance or by luck, but by the Father's plan for your life, the Father's grace and mercy and love for your life. And here we find that the father, Job, would intercede and cover each of his children. The blessings, though he owned a lot of property, had a lot of material things, the Bible records here in verse 5 that he was in intercession in prayer for the covering of his children. They would have these parties at his son's house, and the Bible records that Job would allow a little time to go by, and then he would start covering them just in case that they sinned in their hearts. That to me tells me a sin that they were maybe not even aware of. And there's a lot of black and white sins of the world today. And it's easy to see a drug addict, an alcoholic on the street corner, a prostitute. But it's on both sides of the tracks. Sin is running rampant all around the world. Not in one certain color, but in all colors. It's called sin. And there's times where, because what we're doing is not illegal, that we can feel it's not sin, but it is. There's a lot of things one can do that are not against the law, but against the way our Heavenly Father sees things. And here we find out that Job would cover each of his blessings, each of his children's. You see, the blessings of God need a covering. The blessings of God need a covering. My biological father was my covering when I was growing up. And then it would be Pastor Herr was my covering. And through their exampleship, I learned how to achieve a personal relationship with the Lord. That today my life is now a covering as a shepherd to the sheep that the Lord has brought to this church. You would be wise to seek counsel for my life, to come under my life, not so much who I am, but who the God is in my life. And now I don't have my biological father as a covering, my spiritual father, but I have my Heavenly Father as my covering. So I come to Him on a daily basis to allow Him to be my covering. You don't have to be a pastor or leader in the church. You don't have to be in the church for years to have our Heavenly Father as your covering. Job knew that he wasn't good enough. He would go to the Father in the covering of his children. The Bible reads at the end of verse 5 that this was Job's regular practice to cover his children, the blessings that God had given him. It was his regular practice, the Bible tells us. I have a point here today. The point is that our children need covering from their father. And this covering does not come from providing clothing and food for them and a roof over their head. A covering, a spiritual, godly covering, is so much needed right now for our children. And too many times we wait for things to go bad to start covering our children. But here we find Job, when everything was good, covering his children. It was a regular practice of his. He didn't just wait for the bad times to cover his children, to lay hands and pray for his children. It was a regular practice. And here in verse 4 and 5, everything was still good. At this time of the life of Job and his children. And I placed here in my notes, regular practice of intercession. To have a regular practice of intercession, one first needs a personal relationship with the Father. And that's what I'm trying to achieve here this morning. 95-98% of my time of prayer with the Father deals with intercession. Very little is, Lord, help me. Very little. The hours I spend with the Lord is for you guys. It's for those that are still out there lost and bound. Practically all of my prayer time is intercession. Is intercession. To have a regular practice of intercession, one first needs a personal relationship with the Father. Because of Job's personal relationship with the Father, he was able to get past himself to be a covering for his children. I believe in my spirit that the children of today are not being covered on a regular basis by their parents. I'm here to love you guys. That's why I got to come with the truth right now. I'm not here to hurt feelings. I'm here to pull the covers of the lies of the enemy that think you can just go to work and come back and be a great dad. I'm here to encourage my spiritual sons. I'm here to teach you how to grow up as a man of intercessory. A man that knows how to cover his children. His household. Because in the day that we are living in right now, our children need covering, spiritual covering, on a regular basis. I believe the work of the enemy is to celebrate the fathers once a year. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're being celebrated. I got celebrated a while ago. There's nothing wrong with someone coming up to us saying, Happy Father's Day. I love you, Dad. But I believe that the work of the enemy is to celebrate the fathers once a year, when they should be recognized daily by the Father through the vehicle of prayer and word, for their children to be recognized on a regular basis like Job's were. I always say, I was talking to Brother Marco yesterday, and the Lord always places in my spirit, before you become a father, you need to become a son. In the secular realm and even in the spiritual realm. And I understand that many fathers here this day had children before you got saved. I understand that. And God was still good to you. God's grace and mercy still covered you. The covering of the Father. But here this day, I need fathers to become sons before they become fathers. To be able to learn how to cover their children. Men, fathers, it's just not fair to you and your children for you to go without having a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's not fair for your life, and it's not fair for your children as well. I do a lot of counseling in with inner city families, and it breaks my heart of what children go through. When my children are so blessed, not because I'm better than anybody, but just because I've learned on a regular practice to come to the Lord on a daily basis to cover my children and to cover my spiritual children. It's not fair that a father would not be able to be a recipient of what the Father of Heaven wants to do for you or your children when we all have access here this day to the Father. And that access was made through the way of the cross through His Son Jesus. We all have the same opportunity in being able to come to the Father as a regular practice, whether we're having a good day or a bad day. Our Heavenly Father don't change, and He's always in control. So He's able to bring the man of God, the Father of God, hope and faith in the hard times, because they will come. They will come. We need to become fathers of intercessory to cover our children, all of our children, not just the ones that are good. The Bible records that Job prayed for all his children, because he knew how great God was. He knew how great God was. I'm able to pray for all y'all, whether some are doing better or whatever might be going on, simply by knowing what God has done in my life. I can't judge a person in this place. Paul would say that he was the chief sinner, the greatest of them all. And look what God would do in and through his life. So it's not our past that our Heavenly Father is concerned with right now, but the present, our future. And things can change. We need to become those fathers of intercessory for our children. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore He is able once and forever to save those who come to God through Him. Talking about Jesus. He lives forever to intercede with God. I'm going to change the word there from on your behalf, my behalf. Here we find that Jesus intercedes for each and every one of our lives. That intercedes with the Father. We go to find out in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26, that the person of the Holy Spirit is also an intercessor. And the Bible goes on to say, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. How many at times are weak? How many are weak right now? The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. This is to all fathers, including myself. God knows our limitations and frustrations as fathers. We all have them. We all have limitations. We all have frustrations right now in what's taking place, maybe in our marriage or with our children. And on a bad day, you'll know you're limited. But on a good day, we will all feel that we're unlimited, that everything's good. I got this. But a lot of times it takes a bad day to bring Christ into the picture. And here, we find that the person of the Spirit intercedes for each and every one of us through wordless groans. In other words, like almost another language. God knows our limitations and frustration. He knows our flesh is weak even when our spirit is willing. It's a scripture that the flesh is weak, but that the spirit is willing. How many have ever tried to get it right and do what was right and still did not get the breakthrough you were looking for? The Bible, he goes on to intercede for us, even for needs that cannot be put into words. As fathers, we at times will be in situations that we just don't have the right words, more or less any words. How many fathers here this day have found ourselves there many, many, many times? Something took place. You didn't have an answer for it, didn't have a clue. And as much as you try to figure it out, you still drew a blank. A situation took place where not even words from your best would be able to pin what was taking place in your life. I've counseled a lot of people that commonly always say, I don't even have words, Pastor Charlie, to explain what I'm going through right now. Many have been in situations over and over and over that you thought you would not get out of. And yet, here we find ourselves in church on a Father's Day service today. Was it because we made it happen? No. It was the intercession of the person of the Holy Spirit that went to bat for us, that went to intercede on our behalf unto the Father. that was able to communicate the right words that we didn't have because of what we were going through. Closing words. I told you I was going to be short today. Fathers, in this world we're living in, our children are going to need daily covering. In all my messages, I always preach about having a personal relationship with the Lord, because that's where it starts and that's where it ends. Without it, no one can make it in this world. No matter how good you may are or how good things are going right now. I challenge you fathers here this day. I even challenge the single men that in due time will be married. I even challenge you to get that personal relationship before you get married. To know your true role as a husband, as a father. To know the ways of our Heavenly Father. Because if you don't, you will follow your biological father ways, or somebody else's father, or just throw the dice. So even if you're single here this day, I would challenge you to have a personal relationship with the Lord that allows you to pass your life to be able to be an intercessor of prayer. To become that father that intercedes for your children. My question to you would be here this day, how's your relationship with your Heavenly Father here this day? When I got saved, I came as a Catholic. I didn't know none of that wording. You might as well have said it in Chinese. It was a different language. I didn't understand it. Having a relationship with my Heavenly Father that I can't see. It's hard at times having a relationship with my wife that I can see perfectly. Because marriage is tough. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing 24 years now because I have a personal relationship with my father that not only teaches me how to be a father, but also to be a husband and every other area of my life. The importance of having a personal relationship with the Father on a regular basis. It's not just a victory outreach thing. We learned this in the rehab, praying it up every day. And we always say what I learned in the rehab, I've carried it on for 25 years now. It was the foundation for God using my life, transforming my life, speaking through my life. So here this day, what I want to do, I want to anoint the men here, the fathers here this day. As I have the men that I spoke to this morning, make your way to the altar, please. I want to cover you here this day. So that you would learn how to establish your own personal relationship with the Lord. I'm going to ask also if you're a male and you're single, because the Lord just gave it when I was up here. If you're single, I want you to be at the end of the line. I want the fathers first, As the fathers can start making their way up here in the corner, please. I have a lot of fathers here today. Some have been there, done that. Some haven't. But if I was to be a gambler, I would say the majority has. And I can only give all the credit and all the honor unto the Lord. I'm even a husband now, and I'm qualified to be a husband as well, 24 years. Qualified to be a pastor today. We have an old saying in VO says that the Lord qualifies the unqualified. I should never be up here, more or less even breathing, not in prison or in the street corner somewhere, but I should have been taken out long, 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 long time ago. But the unconditional love of the Father that saw my life said, if I can just get Charlie to look me up every morning, every day, little that he doesn't know what I want to do in and through his life. Who I am comes from being alone with the Father. Not who I am right now before you guys. Who I truly am is who I am before the Father, all by myself. That's my true identity. Sometimes to you guys I smile, and I'm not a happy pastor. But I give you my best look, my poker look, because it's hard being a shepherd. But I'm convinced here this day, if God did it for me, he can do it for you. He loves you, man. He loves you guys. He loves you guys. You're his son. All he can think of when he looks at you is good, based through what his son did at the cross. All he can see is good in your life. We are made righteous. It works. Could line up a lot of men right now of the church that it works. Spending time with Christ alone works. It's not wasted time. It works. As we raise our hands here this beautiful day. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. For your word is true. It's the truth that's able to set the captive free. No matter what side of the tracks he or she came from, you are able, for you are a heavenly Father that is compassionate. Hear this day as you look upon your sons and your daughters and the work that you're doing right now in the church that is growing, so that all may be able to recognize you as well. Not only one day out of the year, but every day out of the year. 365, 24/7. Light of your promises, Lord. In your precious name we pray. And we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Come on, church. The Lord is building his temple. He's doing the work here in Milwaukee. Hallelujah. Get excited. I want you all to go shake hands. Go say hi to someone you haven't seen. You don't know. Amen. God bless you guys. Love you guys. If anybody needs to speak to myself or wife, we are here for you. Those on online, God bless you as well. Amen.